Well, I'm looking at a couple of baby toys. I've been, for some strange reason, lying on the floor of the nursery, listening to some audiobooks. And yes, I am drinking a beer in the nursery. Not very good, but don't actually have a baby as yet, so don't hold that against me. Got a few presents from people in anticipation of the mini mentally. And one of these is a really cool, I mean, I never had toys like this. Really cool kind of, I don't know what it is, a ladybird? I think it's a snail with a flat shell, flat so the child can kind of lie on it and have all kinds of weird stuff hanging over its head. But if you touch one of the ears, it turns the beast on. And then each of the kind of spots, which would make me think it's a ladybird, do different stuff. So this.
Along and see new places.
He loves to slide along and see new places. Then the spots that aren't buttons are lights. This one does this.
My feet can't stop moving. I love to dance.
He loves to dance. That's interesting as well. And this one does all kinds of weird, not too bad songs. I imagine they'd get really annoying the 35th or 34th time. Knees and toes, yes. But if you, every time you press it, it's a different tune. But my favourite of all the kind of weird and wonderful things to press, and there's things you kind of shake and other kind of bits and bobs that vibrate. Is this one? It just reminds me of a kind of Jackanory 1970s song thing. Honestly, it really reminds me of my own childhood, which is kind of nice, really comforting in a weird kind of way. I wonder if that's more for the parents than the kids. No doubt this was really bloody expensive. But it was a gift. So great. Awesomeness. Some ways I am looking forward to having a baby, even if it's just to mess with toys like this one, which is a cube. And once you turn it on, because the lion is facing up. All right. Yeah, your mane, tickling your mane's. Gordon Bennett, shut up, woman. Every time you turn the cube over, you are showing a new face upwards, which plays a new tune. And that's a shiny moon in a purple sky. And then this one. This was actually really, really good first time. Second time it was quite good. That's the third time I've played with it now, and maybe I should just put these away because it's kind of already doing my head in a bit, as I imagine it might be doing yours in too.